open what appears to be an ordinary classroom door on the second floor of Paramount School, and you enter what feels like a new dimension. Music sets the mood as a life-size spacesuit and glowing, spinning large Earth welcome you to the one-year-old Time and Space Discovery Center. School director Tommy Reddix, who composed and performed the music, says experiential hands-on learning is essential to connect kids to lessons in the classroom.
When we get into talking about theoretically, we should know about time and space and proportion and scale, and it gets really tough for our kids to conceptualize everything and take us on blind faith. But in this space, in a real almost Smithsonian experience, you get to see it in real life, either in a virtual world or right in front of you, scale models of our solar system, or, you know, what an astronaut might look like. And I think for the kids, that takes learning to another level because it's concrete, it's in their hands, it's immediately visualized.
Today we are going to start learning about something new that we haven't talked about before, and that is magnetism.
Second grade teacher Krista Breidenthal is bringing her class to the Time and Space Center.
I just thought for a great way to get the kids excited about the topic, we would do a connection between the Earth as the largest magnet and the study of magnets and how a compass works. A little bit of an introduction to that.
Each Paramount class is required to visit the center at least 4 times a year.
The engagement of the students is at an all-time high when you can utilize this.
Is Earth the biggest planet?
No.
Is it the smallest planet?
Yes. No.
Is it the very smallest of all of these?
No.
There's wonderful technology. There's wonderful models. I've been able to connect it when we talked about the seasons and, you know, the movements of the planets.
Funded by an Indiana Department of Education Innovation Fund grant, Time and Space Discovery Center is not solely for Paramount School of Excellence students. With ready-made lesson plans, school director Tommy Reddix says teachers from all over can book a field trip.
We've got a curricular team writing Indiana academic standards-based lessons for the room. They're very scripted, so any outside school, organization, classroom, they can pull down that lesson. They can come with their class to this space, and they can actually teach the lesson to their kids as the leader of their class, which I think adds a lot of value. And then we're there to facilitate the experience, ensure they have the technology working right, ensure that they've got all the materials for the lesson, and it becomes just an extension of their own classroom.
After her class, second grader Anya Winters told me she thinks the Time and Space Center is neat. And from her answer, you'll know that she was soaking up the experience.
I learned about Earth, and we saw Earth, but then we saw the sun, and we saw Mars, we saw Pluto.
And what's at the center of the Earth?
The core. It's like a great big magnet.
You can learn more about the Time and Space Discovery Center by visiting indytsdc.com. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.